and that is that the power of the government is to be limited. And then you bring in all sorts of new government cabinet positions that are totally unconstitutional, and you slowly expand the power of government, and then you increase government spending, and you eventually bankrupt the nation to the point where 43 cents out of every dollar you spend is actually borrowed money. And then, of course, the whole country goes bankrupt, and you simply say, well, our system, our sole system, our constitutional system has failed. We need a new form of government. Ladies and gentlemen, our system didn't fail. It was stolen by a group of people who have a different worldview because they want to establish a dictatorship here, and they work through the various organizations we talk about all the time. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. They have a goal to bring about a one-world government. They're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about that government. They want to destroy Christianity. That's why they took God, prayer, out of our schools, mention of Christ out of our military. So the military chaplain, a Christian, can't even pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We're in real trouble, aren't we, Pastor Whitney?
Sorry, Dr. Stanton. You've outlined it very well. They have a very diabolical strategy, and they have been working it for quite some time to destroy our constitutional republic. But we have a strategy, and that's to wake up the vast majority of Americans who have not actually looked at what it was that our founders designed in this wonderful document, our United States Constitution, and reacquaint them with the terms and the understanding of the founders' view of that document and the founders' understanding of law and government, so that we can restore the republic, take it back from the tyrants, and restore liberty, restore economic prosperity. All of those things come when we follow what our founders called the laws of nature and nature's God.
And I think people have to understand that the vast majority of Americans, 46% of them, consider themselves evangelical Christians. The people who are in charge hate Christianity with an intense intensity. It's difficult to understand. What we need to do is let people understand what America's about and how they've taken the chains off of government and they're forging them for the people.
Well,
David, go right ahead.
This isn't the first time we've faced a terrible crisis with tyranny. Actually, the founders faced it in the War for Independence. And as
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Legislative and judicial powers, and of course he was expanding control over the lives of the people. When they wrote the Constitution, they specifically limited the power of the executive, judicial, and legislative branches of government because they felt that our freedoms were to come from God. This was the only document of its sort ever written where it proclaimed that man's rights came from our Creator. There were certain inherent rights. They were innate, coming from nature's God and nature's law. These were the very essence of what society was about. Nature's God and nature's God, and that all men were created by God equally and endowed by that Creator with certain unalienable rights. And that was, of course, the Constitution doesn't give us any rights. It simply restricts what the power of the federal government can do to try to take away our inherent rights, those rights that came from God. And of course, the reason that they had to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, out of our society, out of our educational system was because, of course, they don't want people to be free because they know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, and they don't want liberty. They want tyranny. They want to regulate every aspect of every single thing. That's what Agenda 21 is. That is what the Obama administration is doing. But that's what the Bush administration before. The leaders of both political parties are part and part of this cabal, intent upon making freedom simply a remembrance of things past. Go right ahead, Pastor Whitney.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. And they knew that, as I mentioned before, that the likelihood of success here was extremely slim, and so they recognized that it was only the God of the universe who created all things, that if he came to their help, if he came to their aid, they could succeed in establishing this new nation. And God did. You read the details of many of the battles that took place. We shouldn't have won. We should have been crushed time and time and time again by the greater military force of the British. And there was, when you look at the battles that took place, more losses than wins were on our side. And it would not appear from a human standpoint at all that this new country would succeed in defeating the greatest army and the greatest navy the world has ever known. Of course, we did have some help. France, at the end of the war, came in and successfully blockaded the Chesapeake, enabling the victory at Yorktown. But all of those things were dependent upon God, and they recognized a dependence upon God, which is why it's so important to understand that this Declaration of Independence is the preamble. It speaks from one end to the other of it about the God of the Bible, which is what they meant when they referred to the laws of nature's God. And therefore, when those who want to say our Constitution is a godless Constitution, which it's not, it has certain elements, but it is in the context of the Declaration of Independence that the Constitution is crafted. And all the ideas in the Declaration of Independence are part of the Constitution. In fact, at the very end of the Constitution, it refers to how many years since the Declaration of Independence this Constitution is being signed. So when those who want to say that our founders crafted a godless republic, they are lying. The historical fact is, five of the people who signed the Declaration also signed the Constitution, and the ideals expressed in the Declaration are the ideals that those who met in the Constitutional Convention also held to. Now, between the Declaration and the Constitution, we need to remember there was another form of government at the level of, the Union that was crafted. It was called the Articles of Confederation. and perpetual union. It was drafted by a congressional committee led by John Dickinson, and they put together that draft in 1776, but it wasn't presented before Congress until 1777, and Congress actually didn't ratify it, or not ratify it, vote on it and pass it on to the states for ratification until the end of 1777, November of that year. And it took several years, another 4 years, 1781, before all the 13 states ratified the Articles of Confederation. So we need to understand that during some of the most critical phases of the war, the year 1776, one of the most critical phases, the year 1777, also very critical. During some of the most critical years of the war, there was not yet an agreement among all 13 states as to how they were going to participate in this war. And so that created enormous problems right off the bat, because not all the states were going to fund the war because they hadn't agreed to the Articles of Confederation. In fact, the war essentially was over by the time they all agreed, 1781, although on paper the Treaty of Paris wasn't signed until 1783. All the major action was done. There were troops on the ground, but the war was over for all intents and purposes even before all the states had ratified the Articles of Confederation. And when you look at the details of that document, you see that it is really more a compact among states than a true constitution. That is, they agree for very certain limited things that they're going to participate together with one another. One of the positive things about the Articles of Confederation, it strongly stresses the sovereignty of each of those 13 states that joined the Union under the Articles, and it states its purpose is really a league of friendship for these things: common defense, security of liberty, and mutual welfare. I talked about how citizens of one state should be treated as having equal rights while they were traveling or residing in another state, even though they weren't a citizen of that state. It spoke of the structure of Congress. Oddly enough, there is no executive branch. There's no judicial branch. There's only a legislative branch, and it's only one house. There's not a bicameral Congress as under our Constitution. States were not permitted to make treaties with any other country, nor were states permitted to maintain standing armies, except as what was necessary in terms of a state militia for defense in exigent circumstances. Now, the costs for the war were to be paid out of the treasury of the Confederacy, and yet the power of Congress could not force the state to contribute to the treasury. They could send requisitions and say, please, this is the needs of our military, please send your funds because we're in desperate straits. So some of the terrible times for the Army, like Valley Forge, if we think of Washington talking about the trail of blood he saw as soldiers walked in the snow because they didn't have shoes. Some of them just wrapped their feet in ragged bandages, and so their feet would be bleeding on into the snow. Terrible conditions. A lot of that was because the funding was not available to really conduct the war properly. And this made a deep impression, obviously, on George Washington as he saw and shared in the suffering of the troops. And ultimately, this is why I believe the biggest reason why the Articles of Confederation were seen as inadequate is those who had conducted the war recognized that the weakness of the Articles meant that the country was not really able to defend itself adequately in times of war. There was no chief executive, no judiciary, no federal taxing power that could force the states to contribute to the federal treasury. The federal Congress had no enforcement powers. You know, they could pass a law, but they had no way to enforce that law on anyone at all. And one of the other weaknesses was that it required all 13 states to consent to amendments of the Articles of Confederation. And the time when the Articles of Confederation were in effect was a time of great difficulty. It held the nation together, but just barely during the time of the war. After the war, there was all kinds of economic difficulties. Of course, war is part of the reason for those economic difficulties, but one of the things that the Articles permitted was admitting bills of credit. That's a phrase that's unfamiliar to us, generally speaking, but it's basically what we have, that pieces, those pieces of paper in our pockets called Federal Reserve notes. Those are bills of credit. They're pieces of paper not backed by anything of any actual value whatsoever. They're just printed by the government in order to, pay their debts. And so government's printing money out of thin air. Well, they just printed, and the Continental, which was the primary bill of credit emitted by the Congress, became worthless. A penny on a dollar is about all it was worth, and the phrase worthless as a Continental was certainly true in that day. And so there was a terrible time of inflation as the currency was devaluated very, very steeply, and alongside that inflation was recession. So you had a terrible combination where prices are skyrocketing and jobs are scarce, and that may sound a little bit like what we're beginning to see here in our day. Congress was unable to raise money, but the requisitions couldn't force the states to do their part. There was a domestic disturbance, Shays Rebellion, which was really an economic issue that was taking place there in Massachusetts, as the taxing powers of the state were causing farmers to go into foreclosure. So there was a domestic disturbance that troubled a whole bunch of people, thought, we're facing anarchy in our states. Another problem arose under the Articles, that states began treating each other kind of as foreign nations. You know, they'd be charging tariffs for goods that would be imported from one state to another. They began treating citizens of other states as if they were foreigners and did not share the equal rights with the citizens of the state that they were either working in, traveling in, or doing business in. And then there were border problems among the states, disputes, especially out in the frontier area, disputes about what the boundaries were between one state and another, as well as those boundary problems with Canada and also with the Spanish in the South, as well as in the Western Territory.
Hold that thought, David. We'll be back here in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, you must understand the background of our Constitution to understand the foundation of our freedom that is being so severely eroded today. Go right ahead, David.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. So those are kind of some of the background issues of what was the difficulties under the Articles of Confederation. During the war, Alexander Hamilton.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friends' interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Decided that rather than simply modify the Articles of Confederation, they would come up with a form of government that would be something that was lasting. But there were certain principles they all agreed to. Well, there's Alexander Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton wanted an all-powerful government. He was very close to the British crown. He really, of course, was, in my estimation, he was always a traitor to our country. He wanted to bring us back under the control of Great Britain, or at least establish a monarchy in the United States. In fact, he became so angry at the Constitutional Convention, he eventually walked out of the convention because, of course, he wanted this idea of an all-powerful government. He was an aristocrat. He didn't think that people could rule themselves. What was so unique about the Constitution is that it was to limit the power of government so people could rule themselves and could be free. They did not want a standing army. Why? Because they knew that one day that standing army would be used against the people. They did not want a federal government that had a lot of money. Why? Because they knew that money would be one day used to control the populace. And the whole idea was limit the power of government so that men could be free. Liberty limited government, recognizing, of course, that if you had wanted tyranny, well, you would have to have total government. You'd have to expand the government. So this is what the secret of America that is never taught in our schools today. Because there really are people, they work through the great tax-exempt foundations, the educational system, through our corporations, through our banking system, through our media, and they know exactly what they're doing. They never teach people about our Constitution, and that is why the Institute of the Constitution is so vitally important, because that is its goal, to teach Americans our secret to our heritage and how we lost it. Go right ahead, David.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan, because that is why we exist and why I am participating as a pastor. Sometimes people wonder what's a pastor doing teaching this. It's the biblical view of law and government that we're communicating, and indeed, that's what our founders agreed on. They agreed that the laws of nature, nature's God, that are written down in the Bible, you can read them and study them, that's the supreme law of the universe. The second value that, and principle they agreed to was that God-given, unalienable rights are the purpose for which government exists, and that the first three of those rights, as the Declaration states them, is life, a right to life, a right to liberty, secondly, and a right to property. They styled it the pursuit of happiness, that is, the pursuit of all of your economic rights are contained in that phrase, the pursuit of happiness. So those are unalienable rights that cannot be taken from you. They may be violated, as King George was violating, but that doesn't mean they don't still exist. They exist because God is the one who's created you. The third thing the delegates agreed on is that government is always to be established by covenant. Government only has such limited power as the people delegate to it. The government doesn't determine the boundaries of its power, which is, you know, what basically Washington, D.C. today is doing. They determine, oh, hey, we're the ones that can determine what we do in terms of your health care. You don't have any say in this. You don't have any power to limit us. We're just going to grab your health care and force you to get into our system, or if not, then we're going to fine you and so on. No, that's not what our founders knew that government was about. Government's by covenant, and we the people form the contract with our government, only giving power to our government that we choose to give to it. And if we don't choose to give government power in a certain area of life, it has no power to do anything whatsoever. If it does something in that area, then it's breaking the law itself.
And you know, there's such so many examples of what this is about. The last Sunday on the CBS, they had an interview with a man named Jack Abramoff, and basically he was a lobbyist. And his job was to take money from corporations and then, of course, get the members of Congress suddenly vote on the legislation the corporations wanted to increase their power and on any sort of subject, you know. And basically, he admitted to Leslie Stahl that he controlled about 100 legislators. And, you know, they simply would buy them gifts. They would buy the members of their staff gifts. They would take them on fancy trips and give them large contributions. They control Congress. This is how, of course, we came to have a corporate state, because, of course, we abandoned the restrictions that are inherent in the Constitution. So they expanded the power of government, and now Congress can vote to give anybody they want special favors. And they do it routinely, especially for themselves and their friends.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the whole house water fluoride removal system and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Men were evil. They knew that men could be not trust, could not be trusted with power, and that's why they then wanted to create a constitution that limited the power of government. What was really so fascinating about this interview that Leslie Stahl had last Sunday on CBS 60 Minutes with Jack Abramoff is he talked about how men were evil. And you couldn't trust them with power, and they would misuse the power. Nothing has changed from the time when America was founded right up to the present time. The only trouble is we no longer have those limitations on the power of government because, of course, we have not taught this in the schools. The average American doesn't understand. Our founding fathers wanted to limit the power of government because they didn't trust our duly elected representatives. But once you can convince the public that we were a democracy and that, of course, whatever our elected representatives did was all right, ladies and gentlemen, only about 12% of the American people think that Congress is doing a good job, and yet we're going to allow them to continue to pass laws. We ought to get rid of all of them, and then we ought to get back to our Constitution. If we don't do it, then we deserve to lose our freedom. And ladies and gentlemen, a freedom hangs now by a thread. And if you're not involved, then you're part of the problem. Well, before we go on, our telephone number, pardon me, I want Pastor Whitney to get out his telephone number for the Institute of the Constitution and to tell our listeners how they can get a kit and begin teaching this Constitution. This is going on all across America. We've been working with David and Michael Perutka for 9 years or more now. And basically, you know, just going over the same issues over and over again, hoping one day, of course, the American people would begin to wake up. Things are getting very bad. People see that the whole structure of society is breaking down. Whether it be the Tea Party, whether it certainly be the Occupy Wall Street, and believe me, there are powerful revolutionary forces at work within our society. And what's the solution? Why, more power to the government to control those greedy bankers and corporations. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what the greedy bankers want. Who do you think is funding this Occupy Wall Street movement? It's the very greedy bankers and corrupt city corporations because they want to increase the power of government. Why? Because they can buy and sell the politicians through their lobbyists. That's what it's all about. How could anybody be so gullible as to think that what we need is more power in government? It's power in government that's allowed monopoly capitalism to pass laws that give corporations special privileges. And if you think that more power is going to solve the problem, you're incredibly naive. David, I want you to tell our listeners how people can get in touch with your organization, how they can get a kit, how they can begin teaching our Constitution, and why they must be involved now if they ever hope to preserve our freedom.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Dr. Stanton. It's not a time to wring our hands and say it's hopeless. It's time instead to take the most important action we can take, and that is to learn for ourselves what our founders' view of law and government was, what they crafted when they built our constitutional republic. And so to come away with a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, as well as a worldview, an understanding of the worldview of our founders, is the exact goal we have with this host kit. We say it's a host kit because actually you're not involved as a teacher so much as a facilitator of a class where in 12 lectures, and Michael Perutka and myself do these lectures, and there's some supplemental lectures, constitutional law professor Herb Titus and others, that give you a working knowledge of our founders' view of law and government, as well as a working knowledge of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the subsequent amendments, as well as the Declaration of Independence. This kit gives you everything you need to conduct a class where you can begin to raise up the army, and we do need an army of citizens trained in thinking like our founders thought, to take our country back, to put out of power, put out of office all of those who do not have our founders' view of law and government. It's really, there's some simple questions that you could ask someone running for office that our course will teach you the answer to. For example, what's the purpose of government? Oh, that's a pretty basic question, and the Declaration of Independence gives us the answer to that question. And if you are equipped with this, then you will be able to choose those who are running for office who truly deserve to be put in, because they hold to the proper limited understanding of government and its power. So this turnkey method, the student manual, gives an outline of each of the lectures, test questions, supplemental reading materials in that student manual, and the host manual gives the person hosting the class the answers to all the test questions and some guidelines and tips in terms of conducting the class as a whole. Then there's 12 lectures that are about 45 minutes each. And then there's 6 supplemental lectures on DVD that deal with various areas, like the questions about churches and churches. What kind of freedom do they have? What kind of limitations do they have? Questions dealing with what does the First Amendment and the language of the First Amendment mean? All of these things are dealt with in some additional assignments that are DVD lectures as well. This entire host kit can be purchased either by going to our website, and our website is theamericanview.com. That's all one word, The American View, because the American View is what we're teaching people, and that American View is what our founders held to, not what somebody today claims is the right view, but what our founders' view of law and government. That's theamericanview.com. Just click on the button there for the store, and in the search box, if you, instead of going on through the page, you want to find it right away, just type in host kit. It'll take you immediately to our host kit, and everyone listening to my voice can do this. This is designed that you don't have to have a background in history or a background in law, particularly law. It's better that you don't have a background in law, because law school teaches the opposite of our founders' view of law and government. And this is a brand new edition. We've refilmed the 12 lectures and added a great deal of additional materials. And we're hearing really good feedback from some who have been using the older materials and been using it for quite some years. They really like what we've done in upgrading the course in a great number of ways. So you can go to our website and purchase the host kit that way, theamericanview.com. You can call us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution. And our toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796.
Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for what we're talking about, our telephone number is 1-888. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But this is the first step along the way to reclaiming our form of government, because even if we were to see the present government of the United States collapse, what would we replace it with? We wouldn't have to replace it with anything. What we need to do is reclaim our form of government. What we need to do is restore our constitutional republic. But people, if they don't understand our Constitution, don't understand this is the law of our land, and the subversive, treasonous people who've taken over control of our government are frankly traitors to our nation. They should be tried as traitors. They're part of a subversive group whose dedication is to one world government. That's, of course, why, of course, we've taken down our tariffs. That's why we put out so much in foreign aid to finance dictators. That's why we have our troops in over 130 nations throughout the world. Why we spend more on our military than all the rest of the world put together. And who are we defending ourselves against? Oh, the wicked Chinese communists, the wicked Russian communists. Ladies and gentlemen, who do you think has put the Chinese communists in power? Who has built them up? Who has financed the Chinese communists? Who is transferring our military technology to communist China? Why the leaders of the people are saying, oh, there's such a threat from communist China, but they're constantly transferring military technology to them. Am I saying there's not going to be another war with communism? I think there probably will be, but it'll be staged just like all the other wars were staged. And, of course, they were staged with one goal in mind, and that is bringing about a world government. Go right ahead, David.
Well, as they met in convention there in Philadelphia, as I mentioned earlier, they elected George Washington as president of the convention, and they also decided that they would only give one vote per state. So each state delegation, the majority of that state delegation, would decide how that vote, of course, was going to be cast, but one vote per state. And then to prevent false rumors and so forth, which, you know, could take place as the proceedings were going on, that if things were leaked out from the proceedings, people might, lose heart. And it might also dampen the degree of debate within the convention, where people would feel like, well, if it's going to be reported back in my home district, what I'm saying here, it might be a negative as we wrestle with the issues. And so they decided to keep the proceedings secret until the last delegate died, and that was James Madison himself in 1836. Also, they determined that no delegate could speak more than once on any issue until everyone had spoken on that issue, and then they could only speak the second time by permission of the convention. So they wanted to keep a limitation even on the delegate's speech. And then all remarks they wanted to be made directed to the president, not to one another, so there wouldn't be such animosity perhaps on the issues. They were all speaking to George Washington in their remarks. Now, most of the issues that arose in the debate were resolved by consensus. There were three issues that, however, required just a raw compromise. They couldn't come to an agreement other than to say, okay, this is going to be the compromise we come to. First one was representation in Congress. Of course, the large states wanted proportional representation because it meant that, hey, they would have greater power in Congress than the small states. And, of course, the small states wanted equal representation. Let's equally be represented in Congress regardless of our size or regardless of our population. And this was they were at loggerheads until Roger Sherman suggested following the pattern of a bicameral Congress with a House that's by proportionate representation and a Senate where it's equal representation. Each state having two senators means they're all equally represented in the Senate, whereas in the House, the larger states have more delegates or representatives in the House of Representatives than the smaller states would. So that was one raw compromise that they reached and designed a bicameral legislative branch. Another one had to do with how that representation in the House was going to be determined. Would they count slaves for the purposes of representation in the House of Representatives? Yes or no? Well, the North wanted to count slaves, but only for taxation, not for representation. So, in other words, the states that are going to be counted for representation, we're not going to count your slaves, but we will count your slaves when it turns around in terms of taxing you as a state. So there's some hypocrisy certainly there on the part of the North. The southern states, of course, wanted the opposite. They wanted the slaves to be counted in terms of representation, but not for taxation. And this, again, was one of those areas where they could not come to a consensus, and they determined a raw compromise that for both purposes of taxation as well as purposes of representation, they would count people in bondage as three-fifths of a person. That's not to say that they were three-fifths of a person, which is the lie that we're told today, that, oh, the Constitution says this terrible thing that says that blacks are only three-fifths of a person. That's a lie. That's not what they were saying. They were saying, in terms of counting persons in bondage, we are going to count them in three-fifths for taxation as well as for representation. And looking back on it, we might say, well, maybe that was an unfortunate decision. Maybe they just should have simply said, no, we're just going to count them equally. But they couldn't come to an agreement. And that's one of the realizations here, that they weren't perfect. And in their battle through the convention that summer, 1787, they determined here's the only raw compromise that, we can agree upon. The third compromise had to do with the slave trade itself. Many of the founders saw the economic viability of slavery was on the way out, that slavery was becoming less and less a viable economic option, and they believed it was going to die of its own weight in its own time. But they realized it's not something that we as Congress should actually engage in ending. It will end if we just allow it to end, and that'll be the best and the least bloody way to do that. And so they determined that maybe in 20 years the slave trade would end on its own. And so they said they would not permit Congress to end the slave trade for 20 years. That was the year 1808. So nothing could be addressed legislatively regarding slavery up until 1808. After that, they expected that slavery would die off. Well, a distant relative of mine, Eli Whitney, was tinkering around in the back shop one day, and he invented the cotton gin. And all of a sudden, cotton became very profitable again, and the slavery, which, again, cotton takes an enormous amount in that day without mechanization other than the cotton gin, and cotton took an enormous amount of human manpower to plant and to cultivate and to harvest that cotton. And so slavery became profitable once again. Well, it was not something our founders could have foreseen. They were not prophetic, and they couldn't tell what was going to happen. But that's sort of the history of what took place there, where in the early part of the 19th century, slavery was, again, financially viable, and to the surprise of those who had come up with that compromise. So those were the compromises that they came to in June of that year. In other words, just shortly after they started, in June, the convention was actually generating into discord. They couldn't agree on much of anything early on. And on the 28th of June, Benjamin Franklin called in his motion for prayer. And we've cited that statement before, but it's very amazing. Franklin was not a deist. He believed that God had answered the prayers that they had issued in that room, Independence Hall, during the War for Independence, that God had answered the prayers, God had aided them, God had protected them, and God had given them victory. And Franklin called for prayer at this crisis in the convention, that they needed to turn to God to resolve the conflicts that they were finding irreconcilable in that portion of the convention on June 28th.
I have lived a long time, sir, and the longer I live, the more convinced I am of this fact, that God does rule in the affairs of men, and if a sparrow cannot fall without his knowledge, can a great republic be raised without his blessing? And it was at that point he called for the Congress would open with a day of prayer, and or at least with a prayer. And they said it was those prayers, I think they were heard, that led to the formation of this amazing country that we have unfortunately lost. Go right ahead, David.
And so Franklin's call for prayer really changed the mood of the entire convention.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friends' interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
What was said?
She asked the question, "What form of government have you given us, Dr. Franklin?" And his response to her was, "A republic, ma'am, if you can keep it."
And that is the problem where we are today, ladies and gentlemen. Do you really care that there's a difference between a republic and a democracy? Are you going to get involved? There's no better way to start than to get a kit from the Institute of the Constitution. Once again, the telephone number and the website, David.
Yes, Dr. Stan, our telephone number at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That number again is 866-730-9796. And our website and these materials and many other materials available on our web store is theamericanview.com. Theamericanview.com. Just click on the button for the store there, as well as you can give a little bit of a review, overview of the course with a little video vignette down at the bottom.
We're going to have to let you go, David. We're out of time, but God bless.
God bless you, too. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, and certainly that was Pastor David Whitney. This is so important. I mean, basically, the wicked people are in control. Now, who are the wicked people? Well, you need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need and read it through a couple of times. You need to hear my talk on the dark secret. There is a dark secret. It has been suppressed. It continues to be suppressed. The forbidden secret. Both of those talks that come with syllabuses, you need to read them. Of course, I suggest you read Dan Brown's book, The Lost Scroll. Now, you have to understand that Dan Brown's coming from the other point of view. He really totally supports this occult world movement. And certainly he builds up in that book to reveal the secret knowledge that has been passed down through the generations by Masonry. He reveals the secret message, and you need to understand what this message is and understand that it is a lie. It's Lucifer's lie. And if you accept it, of course, you will certainly be betraying America and you are condemning your soul to eternal damnation. But understand how these people think. Dan Brown, certainly the author, The Lost Scroll. You need to read the book. You need to analyze the book. It's a great adventure story. But you also need to understand the spiritual implications of what he's saying. He is revealing the secret, and of course from the other point of view, because he thinks this is wonderful. And I will tell you, it will lead to the destruction of our nation. But, of course, he talks about the secret society known as Masons. And you need to understand they are real, but they're simply one of the many occult organizations working at the highest levels of government today, Chris. The Council on Foreign Relations is filled with Masons, as is the Trilateral Commission, as is the Bilderbergs. But it's not simply Masonry. It's simply part of this overall spectrum of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We hope that you get our material, and of course you certainly want to get my talks on the world revolution, the best enemy money can buy, the dark secret, the forbidden secret. That'll give you enough to get started with. And then, of course, we hope if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, we'd certainly appreciate it. If you have something you'd like to advertise on our programs, we do need your help. I will tell you that the sales have been down. They've been down considerably, but this is part of the overall economy. So if you're in a position to join us, because we need to expand as rapidly as we can, we just picked up this last week two stations in upstate New York that are going to carry us. I think it'll have a great impact. We know our new station there in Las Vegas, even though it broadcasts at 3 o'clock in the morning, has a number of listeners. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. Well, this evening we have, of course, with us once again, Sydney, somebody from Siskiyou County, that area up there along the Klamath Basin, where, of course, they are systematically destroying that area by pulling out the four dams that are there. They're doing this so they can destroy the agriculture in that region, so they can destroy the lumbering industry, so they can destroy the fishing industry, so they can destroy the hydroelectric power that's generated from there, so they can destroy the gold mining industry. This is an example of Agenda 21 and their destructive program. And, of course, this is simply where they're implementing it, but it's being implemented by greater or lesser degree all across America. All across the world, it is a subversive program. It is being put forward. It's a United Nations program. And what they really want to do is destroy Western civilization. And you say that's crazy talk. Who in the world would want to do that? Why, people who have a different agenda, ladies and gentlemen. People who have a different worldview, and you need, of course, to get some of the material we have here, my talk on sustainable development, The Road to World Government. I have a syllabus on it. Our good friend Orlean Cole has written a wonderful book called By Stealth and Deception. We do have copies of Agenda 21. We have them as put out by the United Nations. Certainly our good friend Michael Shaw has a great deal of information. But right now we have with us Anthony Intizzo. Anthony, is that, did I get the right pronunciation of your name?
Yes, you did, sir. Thank you. Good evening.
Right. Then we have Kirk McKenzie, of course, who's been helping to get the people up there, and the Siskiyou County and the adjacent counties, organized against this effort to destroy their way of life. Kirk, are you there?
I am. Good evening. And I want to thank you for your ongoing support of this program, you know, this effort to defend rural America.
All right, fine. And this is really what it is. The rural America is under attack today. Well, Anthony, tell us a little bit about yourself and your concern and what needs to be done about what they're doing to the people up there.
Well, thank you for having me on this evening. I'm 75 years old. I am a retired businessman. And also, I served in some government work as well. We moved to Siskiyou County because I thought it was a place that might be a good place to retire, and wound up moving into the middle of a big fight. My wife is handicapped. She has multiple sclerosis. And anyway, we came here about 12 years ago and found out that they had this area earmarked. And I have a warning for all the citizens of the USA, more particularly for those who own a home, real estate, or a business. The community I live in is under attack by our own federal and state governments in cooperation with the United Nations.
But why would they want to do that, Anthony? Why would they want to destroy the lives of the people up there? And the way of life, and destroy recreation, and farming, and hydroelectric power, and farming, and lumbering, and fishing, and why would they want to do that?
Well, it's part of a larger agenda. I wonder if I could kind of go through some of what I have found out, if it'd be okay.
You certainly may, and certainly, I think it's vastly important that people understand that it is part of a much larger agenda, unless you, of course, you have to study this. The information is there, and of course, you get Agenda 21, certainly on the Internet. We do offer it to Radio Liberty. You need to understand this is a master plan. It's a subversive plan. Anthony, you go right ahead.
Yes, thank you. What this does is takes away your freedom of choice, and it is being done in increments. They take away your choices of what to eat, where to live, your medical care, your most importantly, the right to own and keep real property or personal property, and your choice to own a home if you don't do so yet. This insidious plan, as I have found out over the years of looking into it, what caused me to look into it was the taking away of our rights here and starting of the removal of those dams. And they do it through your local government under the guise of sustainable growth. Be aware, people, when you see this term, sustainable growth or smart growth, and your local government starts to talk about wanting to become an ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, that's an acronym for, listen to this, International Council for Local Environment Initiatives. If your local government talks about wanting to be an ICLEI community, you better stop and take a look at what's going on. It is part of the plan based on unfounded environmental assumptions, not facts, that will radically change our way of life. They have already started here by raising rates, electrical rates, to the point where this is not affordable. They've raised our water rates. They're trying to price us right out of our homes. And what is this plan called? That I found out. It's called Agenda 21, as the gentleman who hosts the program just told you. But they have a structure that they call the Wildlands Project. And how did this come about? In my research, I found back in 1992, President Bush Sr. signed an official declaration in support of Agenda 21. It stated, effective execution of Agenda 21 will require a profound reorientation of all human society unlike anything the world has ever experienced, unquote. That was President Bush Sr. So this is not just a Democrat. It's as well as Republican, and they have taken over the inside bureaucracies of the government. What happened next?
Hold that thought. Okay. I'll be right back here.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sidney Anthony into his OS at the 75-year-old gentleman. Of course, he's relatively young at 75. I wish I was 75 again, but basically, of course, he's been doing a lot of research, and he's absolutely right. He points out that this whole idea is to sort of reorient human society, to dramatically change human society, and this goes back to the time when George Herbert Walker Bush was president in that period very early 1990s or late 1980s, early 1990s, and these ideas were put forward at that time. Basically, they came out of the second Rio Summit, 1992, and this whole idea of reorganizing human society. Who made the decision? A group of elitists. And what do they want to do? They want to get people out of their property. They want to drive them off their land. And because what they're doing up at Siskiyou, they're raising electric rates because they're going to do that to you as well before long. And that's what the smart meters are all about. They want a justification to raise your electric rates. And then, of course, they want to raise your water rates. They want to drive you out of your home. They want to restrict what you can do in your home, a total reorientation of human society. And it's called Agenda 21. And Anthony points out that if your community is an ICLEI society, an ICLEI community is one that's affiliated with a subversive organization, the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives. And, of course, they are telling the local communities what to do, and those communities are going along with this international agenda. And the fact that you've never heard of what Anthony's talking about is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over the American media and ultimately on what the American people are allowed to read, allowed to hear, allowed to see, allowed to believe. So go right ahead, Anthony.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The next important step that happened in my research that I found is President Bill Clinton. He signed an executive order, number 2852, in 1993. And folks, you can go research this and see what it says. What it did was create a presidential council on sustainable growth. And its purpose was to translate Agenda 21 into the public policy administered by our own federal government. That's how insidious this thing is. He put it into the bureaucrats to administer. President Clinton's advisor on sustainable growth was quoted as saying, participating in a UN-advocated planning process would very likely bring out many conservatives who would fight against the local Agenda 21. So what do? We call our process something else. If your planning people in your local government start talking about comprehensive planning, growth management, or smart growth, beware. Those are all triggers to this Agenda 21. Now, the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, that ICLEI I spoke of before, will implement Agenda 21 through your local government. And individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. This is what they want to do. Their stated mission, that being ICLEI's, is to, quote, build, serve, and drive a movement of local governments to advance their improvements of local sustainability.
Would you mind repeating that? I think that's so vitally important. Basically, this is organized, ladies and gentlemen. They know exactly what they're doing. It is a subversive movement. Would you please, of course, repeat your definition?
Oh, the mission statement, Doc?
Yes.
Quote, to build, serve, and drive a movement of local governments to advance improvements in local sustainability, unquote. That, you'd be very careful when they start talking about that. They trying that here in Mount Shasta in Siskiyou County. We managed to stop them because they were trying to pass a water ordinance that they were saying, oh, we're going to preserve all our water. Well, the way it was written under sustainability was, they would tell you what you could use your water for and even how much you could drink. Luckily, the folks woke up and the city council didn't pass it at all.
But this is all part of a carefully organized plan. It's all subterfuge. It's all dishonest. It's all don't let the people find out until we've got the ordinances passed, and then they'll never be able to do away with them. Once these things are in place, why, we will control them. If we can control the water, we can control the people. So basically, because the only way, of course, is to be aware of this subversive movement, and it is a subversive movement, ladies and gentlemen. It's unconstitutional, it's illegal, and these people should be tried for treason, because this is certainly an international movement, certainly aimed at destroying the very fundamentals of our society and the freedom of our people. Go right ahead, Anthony. You're absolutely right in everything you say. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stern. One of the things that they want to change is our lifestyle. They say our meat intake. Well, that's kind of silly. Why should that bother them? The use of how we have our fuels, what kind of appliances we can even have in our homes, and how much air conditioning we can use. My wife needs cool temperatures in the summertime because of her multiple sclerosis, but yet they would restrict the air conditioning of my house and make her MS much more worse. That's part of sustainability. So you better be careful, folks, on what happens when you start hearing that. This is actually a war on rural America. What they want to do is what they call stack 'em and pack 'em. Urban communities, no growth. And much of the rest of the state. And that would be that once they get us out of here, they put us in the city. And then that falls under population control, which you better watch out for. This plan will menace farmers, dramatically reducing land value, making it difficult for them to farm because they can't get lines of credit to do that. The plan focuses on transportation. And that's why you hear in California here about this bullet train. Well, what better way to move people back and forth between urban centers when they can't live in the rural area than by a bullet train? That's all part of the plan to urbanize us. So we have to be very careful. And how do they do this to local government to use their and adopt their plans? They use a carrot and stick approach. Counties that do not comply with the state bureaucrats. Remember now, earlier I said Clinton got them to put this plan in the policy of our federal government. So even if we were to elect, I'm kind of jumping around here, I'm sorry, but even if we were to elect someone who we think might be a conservative, he can't do a whole lot because the bureaucrats have already put the policy in place. So we've got to have a wholesale cleaning in our government. Anyway, There's something gone terribly wrong in this unelected bureaucracy. So what happens with the carrot and stick approach? Well, the counties that don't comply with edicts of the state bureaucrats will be denied funding, and then the federal grants. It will only be available to counties that accept the goals of sustainability. And I'm going to give you a perfect example of that right here in Siskiyou County. At least the past 5 or 6 years, our local county supervisors knew about the dam removal was going to happen. They did not tell the public. And we had one heck of a time trying to get them to adopt a policy of endorsing no dam out. Until we held a vote here, we got a non-binding initiative on the ballot. At 80% of the population said no to removing the dams. At that point, they finally caved in. So, Dr. Stan, we are really fighting it here. And if they control this water, I understand there's a gentleman going to come behind me in your next broadcast, I think, what, next week?
We have actually 4 people that Curtis scheduled, I'm not sure which one you're speaking of.
Oh, Frank Tellerico, I think, comes after me. You have him scheduled.
Right.
He will cover the agreements and the language in there that actually shows what I just said about how they want to do things. To me, would be an important program that people need to listen to, because he's going to explain the mechanism on how they're doing it here locally.
And, of course, the thing is that this is part of a nationwide.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
that you were involved in gold mining, and they tried to stop him from extracting gold in a safe, environmentally safe fashion. And what happened?
Well, I began to say to myself, what's wrong with this? I'm not doing anything wrong. In fact, I'm creating jobs and improving things. I actually planted a whole lot of trees and stuff. You know, I felt I'm a responsible steward. So I began to look into why were they doing this. And it turned out this was during the Clinton era. And lo and behold, I came across a biodiversity treaty in my research. And what this treaty was this implementation and the structure on how they would use the land and move the people out and what it would be used for. And the way they were going to do it was through environmental reasons. And if I might, Dr. Stan, I'd like to just a little bit here talk about that plan and structure. What it is, it's based on a strategy and a procedure laid out in what is known as the Wildlands Project, which I mentioned earlier. Now, that is under the auspices of the United Nations Man and Biosphere Program. The acronym is MAB, M-A-B. Both are based on the need to protect biological diversity using core wilderness reserves. Now, remember that, folks, because that's part of the key to how they structure this whole thing. They have these core wildernesses, and then they surround them with buffer zones, and then they take that and they connect these core reserves and buffer zones with corridors. Now, can you imagine an animal in a wilderness area sticking to a corridor? I don't think so.
Well, basically what they want to do is bring back the bears and the mountain lions, the wolves and the coyotes, and they know exactly what they're doing. They want to drive the people off of the land and give it back to the animals. But what they really want to do is drive the people off the land because there's an intense hatred of humanity. When you understand this, it all makes sense. Otherwise, of course, it doesn't make sense at all. Our guest, of course, is Anthony in Tizzo and Kirk McKenzie. Do you have any comments before we go to the break here?
Well, Anthony is doing a great job. I just say that this whole story about what's going on in Siskiyou County is on the website defendruralamerica.com, and you can come watch the meeting of over 1,000 people that came together to hear what was going on, and a panel of 8 sheriffs that stood tall to defend the Constitution. It was really a breakthrough meeting, so people should come watch that on defendruralamerica.com.
Yes, it was very good. We were really amazed. But I would like to make one quick comment
right ahead. Before
we go to the break. I have a plan. It's not a plan. I have a process that we can use to stop this insidious spread of this type of thing. And at the end of the program, I would like to talk about that a little bit.
We'll be more than happy to have you do this and basically get the information out. People must understand that this is a worldwide program. It's certainly probably worse in Siskiyou County than most areas, and I'm just hoping what is going on there will help to awaken people. But, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand, and Anthony, I hope you'll encourage people up there to listen to our programs, get this on the Internet, iPod, iPhone. We have programs. We do a program out of Modesto, 770. I'm not sure that it'll get that far north, but we cover the state of California, Los Angeles Basin, Northern California quite well, Central Coast of California, Portland area, Sydney, Washington. We have pretty good representation. We have over 60 to 65 outlets across America, but we hope we can get your people up there listening, because we very often talk about sustainable development, certainly about Agenda 21. Of course, we try to put it into a much larger perspective. People must understand that what is going on is not happening in a vacuum. It is part of a very well financed, it's financed by our great a movement is financed by our great tax-exempt foundations, by our great corporations who work in concert, certainly, with the major banks and to various organizations. There's only a small number of people involved, but they have an agenda. And as illogical and as crazy as it may seem, they really want to drive the people out of rural America, and they want to markedly limit the population of the world. They've already killed or prevented the births of over 2 billion people. They should be held for murder because they're responsible for it, but they intend to kill billions more.
While the storm clouds gather all across the field, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Okay, this is Dr. Stan, and so our guest is Anthony Intizzo and Chris Kirk McKenzie. Kirk, is there anything else you'd like to say at this point? Shall we go ahead?
Well, I think that you and I have been on a dialogue here for quite some time now, and you've been asking this question, and I think it is really interesting for people to realize that people, I've seen this Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 21st century, so let's understand what that is. I've been seeing how this develops in San Francisco Bay Area, and when I went up to Siskiyou County, the names of the agencies are different, the methods are different, but the end result was the same. And, it's interesting for me to discover that people who are in these rural areas who thought this was a battle over science or it was logic or something else have come to the realization after fighting this so long that there's an agenda, and they begin to discover for themselves that there is something fundamentally wrong. I think it's really interesting. And I think all of the rural audience you have across not only the United States, Australia, New Zealand, wherever you are, you should pay attention to what's happening here because it's going to happen everywhere.
I think you're absolutely right. And basically, of course, this is a worldwide movement. It is a worldwide agenda. And until people understand that this is not isolated, they may very well, people here right now are very concerned about smart meters. They don't understand that this is simply part of a program. It's not simply installing a meter on your home, electronic meter. Then the next thing, of course, is the smart appliances, and all your appliances will have chips in them, and they will be broadcast into the central place what you are using, which appliance you're using at any time. And this goes along with the smart grid. It goes along with smart growth. And isn't it clever they can use these phrases, smart, smart. Basically, of course, who would want a dumb meter or a dumb program? Ladies and gentlemen, call it subversive. Call it a surveillance program. We need, of course, to utilize their information. Is anybody to have a radio on? Because I'm getting sort of a feedback. Well, this is Dr. Stan there. Of course, our guest is Anthony Intizzo and Chris Kirk McKenzie. And we're talking about the tragedy that is taking place up in Siskiyou County. Anthony, you go right ahead. And what other issues would you like to bring up?
Okay, thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm going to continue on this wildlands project to kind of give the people a flavor of how the structure works and the organizations within our own government being used by the United Nations, and they are the Environmental Protection Agency, the U.S. Forest Service, the U.S. National Park Service. And by the way, some of you folks go visit the national parks, go around to the back of the buildings, take a look and look for a plaque. You will find that, for example, where the Liberty Bell is in Philadelphia, that national park is owned by the UN. Anyway, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Sierra Club, National Wildlife Federation, Natural Resource Defense Council, Nature Conservancy, Society for the Conservation of... This goes on and on. And these are organizations in our bureaucratic maze that control what we do. Now, what they're going to do, if the magnitude of this wildlands project, I mean, if I can give you a flavor, just in our country alone, the magnitude is really on a grand scale. In the core reserves that I spoke of first, in the wilderness areas, for example, they want between 2.5 to 25 million acres for species. They want 242 million acres just for bears, 200 million for wolverines, 100 million for wolves, and then they want these corridors and buffer zones, and there can be no human habitat in there at all. And so where do you live? You live in the cities. Okay, so what do reserves and corridors really mean? That means that over half of the land mass in the 48 contiguous United States would have nobody in it. Half. And that assumes that most of the other 50% is managed intelligently. And that would mean displacing millions of people. So this program, you have to watch out for these environmental issues which are based on false premises. They're not based on facts. They're all theories. They're all about unjustified theory and genetics and demographics that don't work. So you've got to be very careful about that. At any rate, with this program and this worldwide effort, we still have a constitution here in this country. And we still have a set of statutes that can allow us to fight this. And that's what we're doing here in Siskiyou County. We've implemented some processes here that will work. And we're just beginning to start to make inroads. In fact, this process that we started has gotten them so worried that the last meeting we had, they showed up no less with the Justice Department, Department of Interior, and the fish and wildlife people, because we told them that you weren't going to take out our dams. So we're fighting back, and we can fight this because this process is called generically coordination. And what it is where you empower your local government to be equal with the federal government bureaucracy. They can no longer come in and take away your rights.
But of course, the local governments have been usurped. A lot of the local governments, the people have been elected there into positions of power on various boards, boards of supervisors, city councils. They've invested a lot of money to get their subversive people onto these boards. I'm sure that there are a lot of people there who really don't understand, but there are people there who know exactly what they're doing, and they're there under the guise, under the color of law, to go ahead and carry out these subversive plans. How could we expose this? Is there any way to bring lawsuits against the government and lawsuits against the people who are involved and accuse them of subversion?
Yes. We wouldn't be specific on subversion so much as the violation of law. Subversion would be very difficult to prove on a local government basis, but we can bring them to lawsuits based on violating the law. And in fact, that's what we have here in Siskiyou County right now. We have a lawsuit pending on that basis. We have found where they violated the law, and we're preparing the case now. I can't talk about exactly in detail how we do it, but yes, to answer your question, we can do that. But in this process I spoke about, what happened is because our local county government would not stand up for us, we used a school district. Now, under the law, a school district has the same authority as a county government. So So we had some people who were willing to stand up and say, yes, we will say no to the government and tell them that we are not going to stand for this. So we're doing two approaches here. We're using this legal process of the statute that gives local government equal authority, and we're instituting lawsuits to try to stop this. And actually, we could get to the subversive part of it if we can get through the first lawsuit. We can show that they have done this, yes.
And I think this really was so very, very exciting to realize, of course, that the people up in Siskiyou County are organized. They are standing up. They are willing to do something. But out across America, we know people at all levels of our society, all across America, listening to this program. What are you willing to do? Are you willing to take this on in your community? Because when enough Americans are up in arms, why, of course, they will back down. There are not very many people on the other side, maybe a few thousand of them. And then, of course, they have a lot of misguided environmentalists. But basically, the real people are putting up the money, only a handful. And yet they intend to destroy this nation of over 300 million people and certainly control and regulate and regiment all of the people of our land. This is a total conflict with our form of government. But there are people who don't believe in individual freedom. They have an agenda. They want to restructure society. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our guest this evening, Anthony Entisio, is certainly very well informed. One of the most articulate people we've run into for a long time. He does have a depth of understanding of what is really going on. ICLEI, this international organization, has gone into communities, 600 communities across America, to destroy them, to destroy the freedom of the individuals, to actually prevent people from having water, to regulate everything they do, to get them off their property, to limit their ability to farm their land, to certainly take lumber off their land. We hear about the spotted owl. The spotted owl is not a problem. It is simply being used as a vehicle for to control lumbering, and because they want to shift our lumbering offshore. Basically, we hear about the smelt there in the Delta and Valley. It has nothing to do with the smelt. That is simply the excuse that they're using to carry out their subversive programs. And so, Anthony, as far as you're concerned, there is a growing awareness. Do you have people up there who are standing with you and helping you?
Yes, there are. It's growing each day. I'd like to give you a little story on how some veterans were impacted. The history of the area here, and particularly what's called the Klamath Basin. One thing you have to understand about our extreme northern edge and the eastern part of our county, it's kind of semi-arid. So they developed this project in what was called the Klamath Basin. They built these dams originally because there wasn't a lot of rainfall in this semi-arid area, and so they had to store the water for agriculture use. Well, right after the Second World War, the government wanted this basin, Klamath Basin, to be farmed. So they developed a project to do that, which was dam building and pumping system and an elaborate bunch of canals and everything. And they promised the veterans that if they came out and farmed, they would give them their land and they would have their rights to their property and the water for them and their heirs in perpetuity. Well, guess what happened here under this new proposal to take out these dams and the agreements they have come up with? They are taking that, they've reneged on their promise to those veterans who fought for this country and came out here and settled this area and farmed and been producing food for the country. And now they're trying to destroy those very same farmers with this project.
Well, I think, I hope there is fury on the part of these people, and they have to understand what's going on. They do not have the right to do that. I mean, if they have given this land with a promise or in perpetuity, why, of course, going back on this simply reflects the fact that these are not honorable people. But you see, they're not honorable people. They really want to destroy contemporary society. When you understand this, it all makes sense. If you don't understand that this is a destructive program, that these people know exactly what they're doing, and they really want to destroy civilization, none of this makes sense. But if you read their own writings, you'll find that these people hate Western civilization. They hate the scientific advances that we have. They do not want so many people in the world. In fact, they want to limit the number of people. And you read what they've written in things like the Global Biodiversity Assessment, where they talk about, you know, if we're going to have a highly industrialized society, we can't have more than 1 billion or 2 billion people in the world at the most. And with their writings, be like Prince Philip, who talked about the consort, the Queen's husband, who talked about certainly that when he comes back, if he's reincarnated, he wants to come back as a virus. Yeah. So that they can limit the population. Ted Turner, the largest property owner in America, within the last year has talked about the necessity of eliminating 95% of the world's population. These people are deadly, lethally serious, and you only need to read what they've written. The information's on the internet. Fortunately, you can pull it down. We have many of the original publications. So, certainly, what can the average person out there do? They organizing, certainly I hope they're following through with your lawsuit. What can the average person out across America do?
All right, Dr. Stan, this process that I talked about called coordination is a implementation by the local people. If the citizens feel that their government, in their local government, and where they live, no matter in the United States where it is, they can use this process, and it allows them to have control locally. We aren't going to be able to defeat those bureaucrats in D.C., but if we can defeat them at the local level to start with, it's just like an elephant. How do you eat one? One bite at a time. So you start at the local level and implement this process, you can take back control. And the best place for you to find out about this coordination statutes is through a website called Trademark America.
Trademark America?
Yes, Trademark America. It's www, you know the three W's, dot. Trademark America, one word, all lowercase, .org. Now, this organization of which I am a member and a part of is headed up by a retired Justice Department attorney by the name of Fred Kelly Grant. He discovered this process 20 years ago, implemented it in the county he lived in the state of Idaho, and has been successful ever since. It has spread from that 20 years ago to now 11 counties in California and 122 other places across the United States.
Do you have his telephone number, or could you get that to me?
I'll have to get it for you.
And if you would, please.
If you go to that website, you can get the phone number.
All right, fine.
What's so interesting about this is everyone knows about the NAFTA treaty.
Right.
Right. Now, that's all part of the Agenda 21 process as well. Anyway, part of that treaty was to build a highway from Mexico City to Winnipeg, Canada, to be over a quarter mile wide with no on or off ramps except at major cities, and that would have destroyed this country, would have split us physically in half. So when the people in Texas found out about this, there were four towns right in the path of this major highway. and the total population was probably not more than 900, but you should have seen these four mayors of these four small towns when Fred Kelly Grant got them together, and they formed a coordinating council. They not only stopped the NAFTA highway, they stopped the funding, the largest transportation agency in the United States, and the Spanish corporation that was going to build the highway, and the presidential candidate, Mr. Perry, who backed that highway.
And he is a globalist. He's part and parcel of the problem. He pretends to be a conservative Republican.
No
Don't
way.
Be taken in by that at all. He's a hypocrite. He is put forward by the ruling elite of this country, the supposedly to lead the good conservatives and preserve America. He does not believe in America. We could give you the background of we hear about Mr. Kane's escapades, but of course Mr. Perry is much more passionate than Mr. Kane. But you're never going to hear about this to the control media. He is their choice. But he was going to betray the people of of Texas. When this thing became obvious this was a hot potato, he suddenly pretended to be against it, but he had been supporting it every step of the way.
I don't know how many million, but it was at least 1 million that he received, probably from that Spanish corporation. So that man, they need to get rid of him.
Well, he's one of the finest politicians that money could buy. We're going to be back here in just a moment here to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty. Kirk, do you have anything you'd like to say as we draw to a close?
Well, I think it's just fascinating.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have some
many men begin
you may want
prostates.
To buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the freeze-dried guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With freeze-dried guy.